And we turn our attention to some opera. Over the last week, rising stars of this world have been participating in the prestigious Veronica Dunn International Singing Competition at the National Concert Hall in Dublin. Tonight, the overall winner will be announced on the stage in front of a live audience. Our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke visited the rehearsals yesterday and joins me now. Good morning, Evelyn. It does seem like a great opportunity for singers. Can you explain how this competition works?
Absolutely. It was such a joy being down there yesterday. The energy, the buzz, and it's a big thing because, Karen, you know, you can be somebody who wants to dream about being an opera singer. You can have the talent, but it's about turning that into a job. It's about turning it into a career. It's going, can I actually make my living at this? And competitions like this are so important for that. Like, if you can get, you know, do well, get through different rounds, it all helps with the CV. It all helps with getting those all important jobs. And if you can take part and get through a competition like this and get to sing in front of an international jury like the one they've brought to Dublin this week, it really could be career changing because casting directors get to hear you, musical directors get to hear you. So in lots of ways for the audience it's a pleasure, but behind the scenes it's a very serious, nearly trade show for the opera singers, and that's what came across yesterday was the enthusiasm, the energy for all this. So as you say, it's a prestigious competition set up by, of course, the legendary singing teacher Veronica Dunn. There was so much love for her, set up, this is their 30th anniversary of it, and it's about that. Her dream was to bring these big heavy hitters. There's people from the Met in New York, from Berlin, from Seattle, here in Dublin. If you get to sing and perform in front of them, it really can be key. Now, the artistic director is Dervla Collins, the well-known pianist, of course, and I managed to grab her for a quick, quiet minute yesterday just to get a little bit more about the competition from her. But first, you'll just get a little flavour of Cathal McCabe. He's a tenor from Dunleary, and just that's what happens. You're walking through the corridors down there, and you just hear singing everywhere you go. So here's Dervla Collins.
Veronica Dunn was the most amazing singer. She had a huge career, and then she had 50 years of teaching. And this is her legacy. She founded this competition. She really wanted to help young singers have careers, and she reckoned that this was a really good way to get an international jury into Dublin, and it has really taken off.
Now, the big thing about a competition, to keep that standard up, that's something that's very important to you.
It was very important to Ronnie, and I always promised her that I would keep that up. I work really hard to get the right conductor for the orchestra, to get the right jury that can help to give these singers jobs in the future. This was a big thing with Ronnie. You know, they're talented, they need to earn money, and so you have people on these juries who can give them jobs, casting directors in opera houses. So we've had some amazing winners. Nadine Sierra is one, who are fantastic. Tara Rock, obviously, and I think we're staying up there with the best of the best.
So it's extremely competitive, Evelyn, as we heard there, and that has that international reputation too. So were many Irish singers involved in this latest one?
Yeah, I mean, it has that reputation. I mean, 220 people applied originally, got whittled down. 65 participants came to Dublin for that last week, 18 of whom were Irish, which is really astonishing when you look at the competition globally. People flying in from China, Australia, South Korea, for example, is one of the finalists from South Korea. So 18 got through. None of them got through to the final stages this evening. But for the two singers that I spoke to, Hannah O'Brien and Cathal, who you heard there, you know, they're very young in their career. This is about exposure, and they were thrilled to get through to the different rounds and take the feedback. That's the big thing. They can bring that feedback from the juries back to their teachers and progress. But I mean, they've had such success, people like Tara Eric, etc. And the dream is that, is to get an Irish voice who'll be out there on the international global stages. Dermot Hegarty, the chairman, saying that was Veronica's dream.
And tonight is the big final with the Symphony Orchestra playing.
I know, what a joy. They were rehearsing yesterday with the orchestra. It was just really, really, it's a great opportunity for a singer to get to sing with an orchestra of that heft on this, you know, a national concert hall stage. So yes, that live concert happening tonight in front of the audience. But if you haven't been lucky enough to get a ticket, Lyric FM will be broadcasting it from 7 o'clock this evening. So you can tune in and hear the wonderful six finalists and the jury in action.
And we wish the best of luck to all six finalists. Thank you, Evelyn.